This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Roll up your pajama sleeves because it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, remind us, what was last week's challenge, Will?
Yes, last week's challenge was from listener Andrew Chaikin. The object was to create a 5x5 letter word square in which the words read across and down the same, using only common, uncapitalized English words, in which the only vowel in the entire square is A. And I said the word in the center row and column is nasal, N-A-S-A-L. Well, there was only one answer using only common words. It's panda, apart, nasal, drama, and atlas.
Okay, well, we got a lot of correct answers this week, over 850. And a randomly selected winner is Chris Tyre of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. He is on the line. Hey, Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
So how'd you figure this one out?
Well, I started with the four-square example and then wrote out the center word nasal and wrote a list of five-letter words with A as the only vowel and remembered panda. Then everything sort of fell into place.
Okay, and did it take you a long time or did it come pretty quickly?
This one came fairly quickly, probably a couple hours of doodling with it, trying to get my son to help me, but he kept walking away.
So. He had other things to do, okay.
He had other things to do.
And do you have a question for Will?
I was wondering if Will has been to the Spin in Milwaukee. I believe Will is associated with the Spin.
Yeah, the Spin Table Tennis Club. Well, I'm a member of the Spin in New York City, and I was at the grand opening of the one in L.A., but no, I haven't been in the one in Milwaukee yet.
Are you a table tennis player, Chris?
No, but I have been to Spin a few times, and I own at least one of Will's puzzle books, and
oh,
now
great.
I'm talking to him, I'm feeling like a bit of a Will short stalker.
No, just a mega fan, you know.
Yes, that's a fan.
Yes, mega fan. Well, we're happy to have you here. What do you do for a living, Chris?
I am a psychologist.
A psychologist, okay. Well, that could help you. Who knows? You might be able to get inside the mind of Will Shortz, and it could help you with the puzzle. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Will, what do you have for us this week?
All right, Chris and Rachel, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, you give me a four-letter word that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. And the four letters of your word will always be found inside the word I give you. For example, if I said personal, you would say loan.
Ah.
Because personal loan is a phrase, and the letters L-O-A-N are all found inside personal.
Okay, I've got it, I think. Chris, you have it?
I think I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Number one is taste, T-A-S-T-E. Mm. Taste blank, four letters.
Of a two-word phrase with taste. Taste test.
Yeah, there you
taste
go.
Taste test is it. Good. Number two is maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N.
Maiden.
It's something your mother had.
Name.
Yeah.
Maiden name, is it? Local, L-O-C-A-L.
Call.
Local call, is it? Billiard.
Ball.
Billiard ball. Hornets.
Nest.
Hornet's nest, is it? Telephone.
Telephone line? No.
No, there's no I in telephone.
No I. I can't read my own writing. Pole.
Ah,
telephone
good.
Pole. Good job. No hint needed. Convection.
Oven.
Convection oven, is it? Hippocratic.
Oath.
Uh-huh. Friendly.
Fire.
Friendly fire.
Good.
Industrial.
Industrial.
When I was in high school, boys had to take a class, industrial.
Arts.
Ah.
Arts, is it? Broken. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a B.
Ah.
Bone.
Yeah.
Broken bone, is it? And your last one is dormitory.
Room.
Dormitory room. Nice job, Chris.
Chris, very well done. That was excellent.
Thank you.
And for playing the puzzle today, you will, of course, get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Chris, what is your public radio station?
It is WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Chris Tyer of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Chris, thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you both.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yeah, it's an easy-ish one, I think. Name something in four letters that you use every day. Add the letters O, H, and M, as in Mary, and rearrange all seven letters. You'll name something else you probably use every day. And this seven-letter thing is usually found near the four-letter thing. What is it? So again, something in four letters you use every day, add the letters O, H, and M, scramble, you'll name something else you probably use every day, and these two things are usually found near each other. What things are they?
All right, when you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 4th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with a puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.